Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to Redmen TV. It's been one all in at Anfield with Aston Villa. Team's just got in. They're going to be coming out very shortly. Going to give you my match action. I'll be honest with you, I didn't think Liverpool were very good today. Didn't think we were good enough. We didn't wait the goalkeeper enough. Emi Martinez was just not tested in any way, shape or form anywhere near as much as maybe even Alisson was. Like, some just routine saves for him, really. And it wasn't really until Bobby Firmino came on when we started to have a little bit of cut and thrust about us. Obviously, I think, to be fair, there was one chalked off that shouldn't have been. For me anyway, looked like the fella deliberately played the ball. I'm assuming that's what he was checking on the offside thing. Was it Virgil van Dijk? Who knows? Obviously it's difficult inside the stadium, I've got no idea. That looked like a good goal to me. Gakpo got a great celebration out of it and all that type of stuff, but it was ultimately chalked off. You know, the goal we conceded is too easy. There's two of them at the back stick or 10 side of the pitch again. One of them leaves it, the other one buries it into the bottom corner. That was how it got to 1-0, and then Bobby Firmino scores the goal for us, and what a goal it was, and typical Bobby, and it was great to see, and the narratives were there, of course, all day long. But I think that's the way that you want to see Bobby go out, getting points for Liverpool Football Club, or a point for Liverpool Football Club, you know, doing what he does best, and that was playing with a smile on his face. And you know, just ultimately, I think, when you look at someone like him, he's defined this Jürgen Klopp era. He's got a bit of nuts about him. He works incredibly hard, he's got the flair, he puts the effort in on and off the pitch. He's a lovely fella with big white teeth, and what more can you want from him? I mean, a goal to finish it off, it would have been great if you could get a little winner or something near the end, I thought he was going to. But ultimately, the dark arts of Emi Martinez and the Aston Villa side won out and managed to cling on for a 1-1 draw. That, for me, is it's always been going to be a tough ask for Liverpool to get Champions League football. Manchester United win today. It's not happening, is it, mate? I don't even know if mathematically we still can. I'm sure we can, to be fair. But no, it's great. It's not happening. We've got to make peace with that. Big night out in Dublin next summer for everybody, hopefully, in the Europa League final. Missing a few players that we know and love. Obviously, James Milner, I mean, Kate on St. Chamberlain, and the big one for me is Bobby Firmino. But no disrespect there to James Milner. I mean, he's been an unbelievable player for us, and he was nearly got an assist towards the end of the game and stuff. And fortunate that for them, anyway, that opportunity was blocked. Ultimately, though, Liverpool is own fault that we're not in the top four. We haven't played well enough all season long, but we haven't played well enough to get the 3 points against a very resolute side who defended very well. But I had to rely on the dark arts. The referee was a bag of balls, as they all seem to be, but this one was a particularly big bag of big fucking sweaty balls. So yeah, that's my match reaction. Check out the rest of the content over on Redmen Plus, and I'll see you all soon.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.